Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was your week?
Wonderful. Had a good week.
You know why we're playing Danger Zone, of course.
I think that I do. Something about 1986.
1986. Top Gun was one of the toppers at the box office, and Kentucky had not lost to Florida for 29 consecutive years.
Also, they're heading straight into the Danger Zone.
They are. Yeah, absolutely.
Double meaning today. Double entendre.
We'll do a lot of 1986 things. 1986, the year began with the Bears winning the Super Bowl. So it was a great year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for you. Mm-hmm.
And Kentucky won. They beat Florida here. I think it was 10-7 or 10-3, something like that. 10-7, maybe.
A whooping.
A beatdown.
Yeah. No wonder they've held that grudge against us for 29 years.
But we just heard on the previous show, Dari and Mel, who said his one upset he could possibly think of last week would be Southern Miss over Kentucky. And then today he says it'll be interesting to see what happens. That Florida has a good defense, Kentucky has a good offense, which one will win out, but he's not got a lot of faith in Florida yet.
Kentucky had a good offense for a half.
Right. For a half.
And they didn't in the second half.
No.
So, well, the makings were there. Dan, I wanted to be so excited when I found, when this was a CBS 330 game.
Because
Kentucky
yeah.
is never on. I mean, it's just never on.
Right.
And I just can't get fired up to watch it. I mean, I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to be rooting for Kentucky. But there's a part of me that's like 98% of me is like, ugh. We won't be at the CBS 330 game again for another 4 years.
Well, that's why they chose it early in the season. Kentucky could, the worst Kentucky could be is 0-1.
And they are.
And so they put it on there and they played, a close game the last 2 years. And then everything else in the SEC today is garbage. There's no good game. South Carolina, Mississippi State.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I get why it is. What did you think about Mark Stoops all week? And the mentality of this team, which seems like it's fragile anyways, and then for like 5 straight days, all you have to do is answer questions about the collapse.
Yeah.
And while I'm sure in the film room and on the practice field and in all the meetings, the focus was forward. Yeah, they looked at their mistakes. Yeah. You have to go back and look at your mistakes, and you got to know what you're going to fix. But I'm sure the whole message is, it's over, yeah. right? We can't dwell on that.
Right.
And our what we want can still be in front of us.
Yeah.
But every day, that's what ends up being the discussion.
It comes back around to it, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've got to hear about it all week. And things that came out was, Denzel Ware called a players-only meeting. Mark Stoops brings up that, he said this Saturday, we discussed it on Sunday, that he thought maybe he should have played more guys defensively on the defensive front.
I mean, Matt Elam played 80 snaps.
Yeah. That's too many. I don't care.
It's too many.
Yeah, for anybody. Doesn't matter who it is.
No.
At that position.
Yeah.
It's just too many. He said he was... so much was on the line that sometimes you're hesitant to put guys in who aren't maybe as experienced. And so that became quite the discussion all week long. We're going to discuss that with a former lineman, college football lineman, Mike Harmon, used to be the head coach at Lafayette, also Tate's Creek, played college football at Marshall. We'll talk to him and get his opinion. At 10:30, we'll discuss that with him. He'll talk about Tate's Creek, too, by the way.
Yeah, I think he will.
And we'll talk about that in a minute as well. But, yeah, so then he brings up names. Names, yeah, guys. We've got to get Naquez Pringle and T.J. Carter and Tymier DeBose and De Niro Laster. We got to get those guys ready to go. We got to put them in there. We got to play them more. And so then that becomes the focus for the next day when they talk to all the defensive guys talk.
But I think, Dan, as a devil's advocate or just someone who's kind of frustrated, and I feel like that, you know, represents a significant portion of the fan base, why weren't those guys ready? Why aren't those guys ready? And if you have no faith in your backups, what is happening? Because these are guys that you brought in. And like TJ Carter, we heard all fall how great he was coming along. Mm-hmm. Well, now you need him. You don't need him to play the whole game. You need him to give someone a breather.
Yeah.
And they don't have faith in those guys to go in and do it. You know, when it's collapse time. And it wasn't, I mean, they had a 25-point lead, right? So it wasn't that close. So you could have given those guys a spell to sit out for a little bit while you're still up 18 and while you're still up, you know, 11.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them a breather, let them come back in fresh, and while you're still up. I don't know. So to me, that's I wonder why. Like, why aren't those guys ready? You said they were coming along. They're your guys. Why aren't you making those decisions when you know, as a coach, are watching this game slip through your fingers?
And I guess fairness to them, they did warn us during fall camp that, yes, these guys are good. They're going to play at some point. We like them, but, you know, depth is an issue. Kept repeating that depth is an issue. Depth is an issue. I guess they didn't come right out and say, yeah, these guys are pretty good, but we can't play them yet. That's why we're saying depth is an issue. But yes, I expected TJ Carter and Aquiz Pringle or Tymir DeBose to be able to play. Why aren't they ready? Well, DJ Elliott said this week that in practice, these guys are not doing enough things for them to trust them or to have confidence in them in a game. I guess a missed assignment, maybe, or poor technique. So, I mean, what they're doing in practice in live scrimmage, you know, such team situations, 11 on 11, maybe what they're seeing there is that they're messing up there. So if they're messing up there, they're going to mess up in the game.
And I get that. Yeah. But the guys you trust gave up a 25-point lead.
Exactly. See, that's my thing, is how much worse could they be?
Yeah.
Whether they're ready or not. Listen, Laquez Pringle, case in point right here. He was called during fall camp the strongest player on the team. You know, somebody said that. Maybe DJ Elliott said it. And so he's asked this week, Pringle is, so what are your numbers like? You know, what's said your strongest guy on the team maybe? He said, I bench about 355 and can squat 700 pounds. All right, so if you are, I guess he's like 6'3", a big boy,
yeah.
320, and you're athletic enough to play the game of football, and you can bench 355 pounds and squat 700 pounds, I don't know how much you need to know to hit somebody and find the guy with the ball. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot more that goes into it than that, but at its simplest form, it is hand-to-hand combat with the guy across from you or two guys. But, you know, you've got, at that position, the zero technique, the nose guard, you need to take on some blockers to free up the running back. And so if you are able to be handled with one guy, that's not very helpful. So maybe the guy who benches 355, squats 700 pounds, and weighs 320 pounds could give a guy a spell for a few,
yeah, and that's,
for a few plays.
And that's the thing. Because then they come back, well, Matt Elam played 80 snaps. Well, Matt Elam
Why?
Doesn't decide when he goes in and goes out.
Yeah.
And I watched quite a bit of just looking at Matt Elam.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not getting a push.
No.
So it wasn't like he was being so disruptive
there.
Mm-mm. That someone else couldn't have just given it a shot for 10, 15 plays.
Yeah, he was handled pretty, I mean.
I think when Matt Elam came, like, your whole expectation is that dude's going to need to be double teamed.
Right.
That is, would be his greatest asset.
Right.
That he might not be making tackles and all that stuff, but he's taking away an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not. They're not double teaming him.
Yeah, one gets two is a win. One draws two is a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tymier DeBose is a big old boy, too. I mean, there is nothing wrong with those guys getting into the game. TJ Carter, yeah, he's a freshman, but he's a good-sized kid, too. No, I'm 100% believe why in the world didn't you do it in the first place? And it almost makes it worse that he's come out and said all these things now. Like, I know it's a double-edged sword. You want Mark Stoops and the coaches to be honest with the media. But really, for his own sake, he probably just should have buttoned it up on that. Because now he kind of looks stupid.
Yeah.
It just looks...
And I'm sure in a way, too, he doesn't want to throw his players under the bus. So,
right.
It's my call, and I screwed it up,
right.
Not them. And I do appreciate that,
yeah.
That part of it. But I know Florida's not a great team. I'm not sold on them being, world beaters.
Yeah. By the way, the defensive line will go up against Mike Summers' offensive
line.
That's
right.
The former coach here.
But I don't know. I still don't see. They've had two real opportunities in the last 2 years. I mean, very real opportunities to beat Florida.
For sure. We'll go over.
And it hasn't happened.
The times it hasn't happened. Yeah. But, again, I just think that almost why would you even come out and say that you didn't play some guys? Because you should have. Look, they are big old boys. I mean, it just doesn't – if one of them guesses a wrong gap, but I don't even know if they play that way, you know. They may not even have anything in their defense that says pick a gap.
Yeah.
But what I mean is if you just go straight into the guy across from you and cause some penetration, just some pushback, then that's better than –
And just absorbing coming at you. And,
it's something.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see that a guy on the defensive line, if he just does that, that is going to be a mistake that ends up costing a touchdown. If you just hit the guy across from you and engage him, and that's the only thing you do, you're not going to cost your team a touchdown. So, I mean, I would say... Defensive lineman is the simplest position on defense to play. Defensive backs in coverage, nickel situations, outside linebackers, inside linebackers. There's a lot of reading going on. There's some reading going on in the defensive line as well, but at its core, it is engaging the man across from you and trying to get him going a direction that he does not want to go. Keeping him from controlling you and taking you where he wants to put you. So, I can remember being coached as a defensive lineman in high school to fire off into the thigh knee area. Like, that was the job. Like, you do that. Don't worry about trying to make a tackle. Don't worry about anything. Just go straight at that guy and get him. Take that guy out, essentially, is what they wanted you to do. Which I hated because... I didn't hate the hitting part, but I hated it because I'm not involved. Like
you wanted to make tackles.
Yes, I would like to have been coached. Engage the guy, keep your head up, look for the ball, shed the blocker, and make the tackle. That's what I'd like to do. But that's not how I was coached then. That's not what the job that they wanted me to do. So, the other thing about Stoops. That I thought was pretty funny. It was on Thursday. You know, he was a little touchy, a little edgy, mm-hmm. You know, a little amped up. And it could have been because of an early question that came from a younger member of the media. You know, a kid, maybe still in college. I don't know who it was exactly, but it wasn't one of the more seasoned members of the media. But sometimes that's great because the kid has no fear.
No fear.
So you imagine Mark Stoops, whose brother's Bob Stoops, who's brother Mike was a head coach, Bob at Oklahoma. Their dad, legend in Ohio mm-hmm. for coaching football. Stoops, defensive coordinator at Florida State. Now the head coach at Kentucky. Head coach of a whole program. Football has been his entire life. And some kid, maybe 20, 21, something like that, straight up comes at him with, have you considered running a 4-3? You idiot. Do you even know what football is? You're getting destroyed up front. You're playing three guys. Have you thought about running a 4-3 defense, Mark Stoops? I swear I thought Stoops was going to like come over the podium and like, drop kick the kid. You think we should run a 4-3? How many, what do you know there about football? What your dad is who? Lou Holtz? His grandson? Is that who you are? No, I mean, credit the kid. Like I said, no fear. Because he comes right back. Stoops just flat out said, would you run a 4-3? You snotty loves little bird. And then the kid comes right back at him. Well, have you thought about running it more? I mean, my gosh. And Stoops says something about, oh, you don't want to give away the game plan, do you? You know. It's got to be hard to be a coach and take all those questions. Because they are coming from, I don't know, if Freddie Maggard asked you a question,
yeah,
then okay. The rest of us, you know, have not played at the level of football that Mark Stoops, or have the knowledge that he has.
Well, and anymore, if you lose it on a reporter,
yeah,
then it goes viral.
Right.
And then, it's a whole nother thing you got to talk about over and over again.
I just imagine that somewhere, sometime when coaches are letting loose over a beer, the number of times they mentioned questions that came up. Oh my gosh, did you hear this one?
Yeah.
It was 1987. Kid from, you know, whatever. Asked me about, you know, they're explaining the whole situation. Yeah. You could just see it. All right, we're going to take a break, and in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Mike Harmon, former Marshall Thundering Herd lineman, and Tate's Creek football coach. Big win by Tate's Creek last night. We'll talk high school football as well. And we'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Hi, I'm Duncan Veach. I work at Bow Graphics. We began working with Payroll Solutions in 2008. It's just nice to know that you're working with other people from Lexington. You would think that as small as we are, we would consider pulling it back in-house to save a couple of bucks. But really, I don't think I would save any money doing it. They do everything. We make sure the money's in the bank. They take care of all the payroll processing. They take care of filing all the reports. They keep payroll police away from my door. This is the brand new year, so we have new tax rates, and you don't have to scurry about trying to make sure that you get everything done properly. As busy as we are, it's just something that happens automatically. There's no worry that you are forgetting to file the reports on time. For what I pay them to do the payroll, I don't believe I'd be willing to pay myself that little to take care of.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
They take care of everything, which works best for me.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah!
Little 1986 throwback. Speaking of throwbacks, I did go see the Gin Blossoms last night at the at Oktoberfest.
Whoa.
And it was...
When I saw that they were coming, I'm like, what? Have they fallen so far that they wind up at a church in Lexington singing in the backyard? I mean, not, you know, it's yeah. great that they came. I just mean, you know, you would think...
And it was free. Ugh. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. a free concert. So, it was awesome.
God bless the Catholic Church.
You could have your picture taken with a cutout of Pope Francis.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And then watch the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah. Right on.
And drink beer and play bingo. It was a great night.
Let's get into high school football now. Last night, the big win around town was a complete upset. Let me just tell you, I told...
But not an upset in like last second field goal.
Oh, no.
Like a just complete destruction.
Yeah. So I asked Josh something yesterday on text message, and he comes back and he says, hey, what's the game of the week this week? I said, well, it's Henry Clay Tate's Creek. He goes, Henry Clay got it in the bag. I came back and I said, I agree, you know, because you know, Tate's Creek had lost its first two games to Scott County and Belfry, which I didn't consider that. When I was thinking about it, I just considered Henry Clay.
Yeah, because both of those schools are great, have great teams. Scott County and Belfry both have really good teams.
Right. And Tate's Creek has been down a little bit. And Antoine Sims took over as head coach for the guy that's coming up on our show, Mike Harmon, here in a few minutes. And so they've had trouble getting it going. You know, they've shown flashes, but nothing like this. So against Henry Clay, 44-0. I mean... That is a beatdown.
Yeah.
That is handling it. First shutout of a city school since 2006. Creek outganged the Devils 451-81.
That's ridiculous.
For a Henry Clay team to only get 81 yards, recovered four Henry Clay fumbles.
I was
going to
say four lost fumbles.
What about the defense? What about the defense? But then...
How about their quarterback?
Yeah.
Completes... 12 passes for 363 yards.
Yes. Four touchdowns for Cameron Workman. They had last year the quarterback.
That's 30 yards a pass.
Yeah. Last few years, they had a really good quarterback. And so now Cameron Workman has stepped right in and been really good. But they also have Jackson Bierman, 6'5", pass catcher. He had six catches, 161 yards and a touchdown. A fellow receiver, Turner Gentry, two catches, two touchdowns, 126 yards. two That's catches, crazy. Two touchdowns, 126 yards.
Make them count. I only catch touchdowns.
So now Tate's Creek takes on Madison Southern next Friday.
Who's 4-0.
Madison Southern is 4-0. I went to that game last night. I'll tell you a little bit about them in just a minute. Let's get on to the rest of the city schools. Bryant Station at Madison Central, 28-25 Bryant Station. It was 8-0 Central, and then Station scored like just before halftime to make it 8-7. And then Central got a field goal to go up 11-7 at the half. Third quarter, Stationed scored on its opening drive to take a 14-11 lead. And then Central retakes the lead 18-14. The Defenders jumped back to start the fourth quarter 21-18 out in front. The Indians go back in front 25-21 with a minute 59 to go. So it's a 25-21 Madison Central lead with an under a minute to play. Station scores to win it. Jalen Burbidge, 21 for 29, 278 yards, three touchdowns. He also threw four interceptions. But he also rushed for 120 yards and a TD. Sound like anybody in college football to you?
If you double those numbers, yeah. It's Lamar Jackson. We can talk about him a little bit later on, too.
Central's Gavin Holberg, 122 yards and a touchdown. This guy, you talk about an effort runner. I saw him in person last night. He just keeps those legs driving, doesn't give up, hard-nosed with the ball. So it was Central's first loss of the season. Scott County went up to Cincinnati Elder last year and lost 34-17. This year, Elder comes down to Georgetown, and Scott County had the lead in the third quarter thanks to a 96-yard kickoff return by Kendrick Hamilton. But 2014, Elder comes away with the win. Lafayette, bouncing back from its loss last week to Trinity, goes up to Boone County, wins 40-13. UK commit Walker Wood, 11 for 21, 163 yards, rushed for 69 yards and a TD. Eastern at Dunbar, 33-20 Eastern. I'm not even going to talk about them anymore. It's sad. Dunbar is...
Well, they'll have a new coach by game six.
Having tough times. Can't keep the same coach. Lexington Catholic at Covcath, 21-20. Covcath, Lexcath scored with 13 seconds left. Didn't get the extra point. Estill County at LCA, Eagles are now 4-0.
And blowing teams out.
55-22. High-powered offense, stout defense. LCA, looking good. Probably the biggest game in the state. Male at Trinity, 37-34. Trinity hangs on. Central at St. X, 51-7. Bowling Green, for real again.
Yep.
47-0 over Owensboro. Belfry, Newport Central Catholic. I mean, Belfry's probably going to win another state title again, 41-8. But if Belfry does not win a state title, the team that will is named Corbin.
I saw that score and thought, man, oh, man.
It was 20-0. And final score winds up being 28-7. Corbin goes to Danville. Danville undefeated, ranked number 2 in 2A.
Blew out Boyle County last week.
Corbin undefeated, ranked number 2 in 3A. So, big win for Corbin, who is coached by. Do you know who they're coached by?
No.
Justin Haddix. You remember Justin
Haddix? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's him.
Really?
He's
from Breathitt County?
Yes. Justin Haddix from Breathitt County. Yeah. Broke Tim Couch's record for touchdown passes. Won a state championship.
I remember that.
Yeah. Clemson was looking at him for a while. I like Justin Haddix. Yeah. Love the kid. Great. Call him a kid. He's the head coach of Corbin. God. We feel old now. Boyle County at Anderson County. Boyle was in danger of starting 0-4. The records only go back so far with KHSAA online where you can look at them. So I don't know what Chuck Smith's earlier records were before, you know, winning five straight state championships. But don't know that he's ever had a team start 0-4. And he still doesn't. 41-21, Boyle County beats Anderson County. Southwestern at Mercer County. It was 21-20 Southwestern after three quarters. Then Southwestern goes up 28-20. D. Smith, our boy,
yes.
D. Smith, touchdown with just under 5 minutes left. Two-point try to tie was no good. And that is your final, 28-26. Southwestern looked strong. They lost to Danville going for a two-point conversion. And that's their only loss on the season. Hazard at Somerset, another big matchup. Between a couple of powers. 33-15 Somerset takes that one. Pulaski County, no trouble over Russell County, 48-8. Garrett County, I thought Garrett County would be a little bit better. I didn't know Rockcastle County was this good. 42-14 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If the Rock's back, that's just good for high school football because it's just fun to have the Rock be good. Beachwood, still being Beachwood. Franklin County had all kinds of trouble. 57-21 up there in northern Kentucky. Beachwood wins that one. Frankfort went down to Williamsburg. When you mess with the best, you die like the rest. 34-33, Williamsburg wins it. It was tied 25-all after three. And Frankfort scored a touchdown late. And I guess they went for the win. I don't know how it wound up. What, 25? That would be 8 points. Yeah. So they did. They got the two-point conversion then. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I even texted the head coach at Williamsburg.
What does
last
it matter?
Night,
Williamsburg won.
That's right. That's right. Which, let me say this about what Williamsburg, like when I was there, all right, the teams that were the non-district games were McCreary Central, Jellicoe, Tennessee, you know, some of the LaRue County, maybe Adair County, so not Somerset, LCA,
Frankfort.
Hazard. Well, that's Williamsburg's schedule now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Frankfort, before Craig Foley, the current coach, got there, was not this team that is ranked top five semifinals every year that. Okay. Now, they've had a tough year the last couple years, but the way they got to where they are was by scheduling Danville and other teams like that as a measuring stick. That's what you're trying to get to. So at some point, you got to get tired of getting beat down by the bigger, better schools and become one of the bigger, better schools. That's how Frankfort did it. Williamsburg, two-time state runner-up now in the last few years. All right, enough about my alma mater. Western Hills, you know, had a setback last week after having a big win over Franklin County.
Right.
Thought they were really on their way and then saw they got beat 40-0 to Madison Southern last week. I thought, well, Western Hills throwing up points again, 51-19 over Owen County. Paris goes down to Pineville and wins 33-28. Bourbon County at Madison Southern, tough time for Bourbon County. Those guys are having a tough time. Madison Southern is now 4-0.
Yep.
35-7 the final score. By the way, I was there. Drake Jackson's little brother, Dane Jackson, wears number 52 and looks just like Drake. Maybe not as big. He plays right guard, starts for Madison Southern. So Drake was down there to watch him play because, you know, Drake's redshirting, so he doesn't travel with the team. And his family now lives in Berea. I'm sure Dennis Johnson is the head coach of Woodford County. So happy that the Jacksons moved out of that school district. Montgomery County at Clark County, big rivalry, and Clark County gets the W, 28-14. East Jessamine, 49-28 over Clay County. West Jessamine loses to Whitley County, 55-13. Woodford County, the aforementioned Johnson family, 32-20, Yellow Jackets. And we ended on this one right here, folks. Casey County at Lincoln County. Steve Stonebreaker was the head coach at Casey County. That was his leaping off point. Jump started his career to where he went to Garrett County. And then he was head coach at Woodford County. And then he was an assistant at center. And he is back at Casey County now. All right? Casey County, looking back, they don't play every single year, Lincoln and Casey, but they're right next door to each other. Casey County had lost six straight going back to like 2003. Casey County, the Rebels, beat the Patriots 49-42 for the first time in school history.
In school history.
Wow. First ever win over a Class 5A or higher school for Casey County.
Very cool.
It is very cool. Those folks loving it in Liberty. All right, we're late getting to Mike Harmon. We'll get to him next. He's our guest on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tune in to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 weekdays at 8 and 4 for the Central Bank Reds update with Doug Flynn all season long. Central Bank, where local service and knowledgeable bankers give you the central difference.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road. With a fabulous new working showroom, you can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hurst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HurstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hurst first.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play, at the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah. That's where it comes in. That's where it hits you, grabs you. The outfield. We are jamming.
Is it the outfield?
Yeah,
is
that the outfield. We're jamming to tunes from 1986 today.
Because, of course, that was the last time Florida.
Josh wasn't even alive.
What's the guy? Josh Hutcherson? Is that his name from
The Hunger Games?
Hunger Games, yeah. Kentuckian? Mm-hmm. Turn that back up a little bit. Have you seen the Saturday Night Live skit with him doing this?
No.
Oh, my God. He's lip-syncing this song to a girl on Saturday Night Live, like... And they're all 80s garb dressed okay. up. And so he's lip syncing to her like, so you really listen to the words of what he's trying to say, which is basically, hey, I know your guy's out of town. You know, I'm in love with you. I know yeah. you're a little bit older, but that's cool. We can, you know, go inside yeah. and see what's up. Mike Harmon is on the line.
There was just no transition there.
Joining us now. Mike, what were you doing in 1986? Did you have a mullet?
I was practicing football.
Yeah.
But did you have a mullet?
No, I didn't. I had a high and tight.
Were you playing for Roy Walton at the time?
I was.
Yeah. So that was nice to see 44-0, wasn't it?
It was. I have to clarify. I saw a tweet from, I think, ESPN Radio that said I am the head coach and I am not. I don't want to steal Antoine Sims' thunder.
Oh, did you put that out there, Josh?
I don't know. Somebody
yeah, Josh did. Raises
he just
his
said,
hand.
My bad.
My bad.
Go back and go former head coach. I did yeah. coach Antoine Sims though when he was in high school, and I coached him with the horse. Great guy. Yeah.
I didn't realize you'd coached Antoine in high school too.
I did.
Wow.
I did. Proud Tate's Creek product.
Right. Yeah.
And, man, last night, I admit I didn't go to any games. I was at my son's football practice till didn't get home till probably close to 9 and started looking up scores a little while later and saw that, and I was just floored. I was thrilled for him.
Now, is your son a future Commodore, or do you not live in the district?
We live in Tate's Creek District. That is correct.
Yeah. I figured it's something you kind of had to do.
I see Coach Harmon at the gym every now and again.
That is correct. I do.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm obviously not at the gym enough, but every once in a while I've seen him there.
Well, I think that goes for both of us.
Hey, it's your trip. It's your time to the gym in February. Good to see you. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is for me.
There you go.
Hey, you're at least still familiar with what Tate's Creek has. And, I mean, they're pretty talented. I mean, Antoine, you know, he started off, he wanted to do Smash Mouth, like, you know, Coach Willoughby did, you know, years ago and before him. But I guess he found out that really he couldn't, that wasn't going to work. It just wasn't going to work the way he would like it to. And so the very next year, they started tossing it around and moving the ball and just lit it up, had a great offense, was able to score on anybody they wanted to, but then couldn't stop people. And then last night, stopping Henry Clay, you know, I've seen Henry Clay in person this year. They've got a lot of good athletes and are able to put up some points and to shut them out at 44-0. That's pretty big for Antoine.
Oh, absolutely. That was huge. Just like you said, you know, my last year we won the district, had a pretty good offense, weren't great defensively, but had a lot of good young talent. Jackson Bierman, you know, specifically, you know, I started contacting every college coach I knew when he was a freshman. Yeah. Extremely talented. Turner Gentry's a really talented kid. Had a great night last night. But, yeah, we just knew it was a good group. And just like you said, you know, Antoine came in, wanted to put his stamp on things, and he played in a Smash Mouth type. You know, that's what we ran when he was playing. And that's what Tate's Creek historically has been known for. So he came in and wanted to kind of get back to the roots and do those things, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The only problem was didn't have personnel to do it. You know, you need to have some linemen and you need to be pretty deep up front. You need to have some big, strong backs. And, you know, just didn't have that. And we'd been throwing it around for a few, you know, when I went there, that's what we did because that's what we had. We had to spread it out and throw it around because we didn't have a lot of big guys. And then I think they figured out, well, we might not have personnel to do this. And they went back to the spread, which those kids had run 9th, 10th grade, 11th grade. Peyton Burke was a quarterback, you know, Coach Walton's grandson. Really solid quarterback. And they had a lot of success, and they're continuing to grow offensively. And I think maybe they've kind of started to, you know, get towards the top of the mountain now because that freshman class was really strong, and they're all seniors now. So I look for them to have a good year.
Yeah, two city wins now, Dunbar and now Henry Clay. So we'll see what happens when they run up against Bryan Station Lafayette.
And you know, I got a little vested interest in those two teams as well.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, another – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to transition into the reason we had you on.
I was going to bring up the All-Reefer team, but I'll
oh, yeah. No, be my guest. Back in the day, Mary Jo. Do you remember this?
Mary Jo, the All-Reefer team?
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
I don't know about that.
Got T-shirts.
Years ago – Dan was probably 10 years old and having a TV show. when I was head coach at Lafayette, Dan came up with the brilliant idea to have an all-star team or whatever throughout the city and call it the All-Reefer team.
Oh, my God.
That name was apparently frowned upon by the station he was working with.
Yeah.
But there are kids out there in the community. You can find T-shirts that say I was on the All Reefer team.
That's
Hey, Jacob Tammy told me he still has his. Still got it. Still got the shirt. Yeah, we had shirts, and the first general manager was laid back, and he just said, all right. Well, the second general manager said, you know, maybe we should call it the All Daniel Reefer team. Let's put your other name in there.
There you go.
No, but one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, and you'll talk about this later today here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at 2 o'clock with Neil Jackson, the UK Game Day pregame show. But you played at Marshall and a lineman, so you know a thing or two about college football and defensive linemen. What did you make of Mark Stoops' comments this week that, you know, why he didn't play more guys and now that he is – what does it mean that they're not ready?
Well, that's a bunch of questions.
It is,
it
yeah.
Like really just one, you know. I mean, I think the easy way to say that, in my opinion, it tells me he doesn't have confidence in very many kids, unfortunately. You know, and this far into his tenure to not have a lot of confidence in a lot of the kids, that's not good. You know, the whole philosophy they've talked about is recruit and develop. I think they've done a great job recruiting. I'm still looking at some of the developmental stuff. You know, hopefully, you know, they get some stuff ironed out and we see some different things and some different people and some more production out of the guys. Because, you know, talent-wise, not just specifically talking about up front, but, I mean, there's some kids there that have a great ability. We just got to get it out of them. You know, I think, you know, specifically some of them, I don't like calling specific kids out negatively, but some of them play a little high. You know, some of it looked to me, I was talking with Dante Key last week after the game. He called in, and we were just talking, you know, he's a linebacker back in the day, and we were talking about defensive philosophy. He also coaches at Bryan Station now. And to me, watching them, it's an old-school, what I want to call a 50 front, not a 3-4, where our nose guard's two-gapping, people are trying to two-gap. Well, nobody does that anymore because with the evolution of linemen and the athletic ability up front, both sides of the ball, it's really hard for one guy to be responsible for two gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, in football's evolution in general, you know, that's where the 4-3 came into play, and people wanted to take a gap and be penetrating and cause things, reestablish the line of scrimmage, et cetera. So you look at our nose guard, and he's basically stuffing the center, trying to stuff the center and help on both A gaps. Well, our tackles pretty much are doing a lot of seems like two gapping as well. Well, that frees up guys to ear hole your inside backers. You know, Jordan Jones, for example, I will call him out because he's leading the nation in tackles right now.
Yeah.
He had 19 tackles, I think.
Yes, he did.
And he's a heck of an athlete. But if you get a 320, he's like 215 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
You get a 300-pound tackle with a great angle down blocking on you. It's not in our favor.
No.
So, you know, I mean, going back to your original question up front, I think confidence, I think development, some of those things. You know, you looking at the all the cutting edge stuff they're doing in training and conditioning and the monitoring, and you know, they're on the forefront of a lot of things. But at the end of the day, toughness and good old technique can't be substituted.
Yeah.
Well, now I know they're not hoping for another game where they have to do 95 snaps on defense.
No.
But
I mean, nobody
wants. No, nobody ever wants that. But when you're in that situation, don't you have to throw some guys in there just to give some other guys a breather?
Confidence, well, you know, or no theory, confidence?
In theory, yeah. I mean, in theory you do. But again, if you know, as a coach, you want to sit and evaluate your guys and look at them and go, no offense, Dan, exhausted Mike Harmon's going to be better than a fresh Dan Reed.
Probably. Truer words have never been spoken.
And there's a thought process like that. You've got to weigh those things. You know, you've got guys you put out there, and if you really have zero confidence, or even it could be a situation where you feel like they're going to get hurt, you know, they're not ready. So, I mean, I can't think for him. My interpretation is there's something there, whether it's they're physically not ready, they're mentally not ready, or both, where he has more confidence in a guy not coming off the ball and just standing there, taking up some space, versus a guy that's fresh and can come in there and maybe make a play. You know, again, there's all those different thought processes that go into that, and I'm not sure what he's thinking.
Man, but if you're the head coach and you've got a guy that hasn't shown you enough in practice, and you got several of them. I mean, we could go down the list of just I'm looking, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 defensive linemen who we didn't see, but are, you know, eligible to play and could get out there. And I'm just talking defensive tackle, really, not.
Sure.
Those two positions, zero, nose guard and tackle. And if you watch them in practice and they haven't shown you enough to give you confidence, but they're big bodies, you still wouldn't think that they could at least give somebody a breather?
Me?
Yeah, I mean.
Watching the porous front, you know, that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're a big body.
Yeah.
And we're playing a two-gap philosophy, Yeah, I would have. I'd probably look at putting a big guy in there, but I would say getting a 4-point stance, bear crawl, and don't let them roll you out of there because they're just gutting us.
There you go.
You know, and just find a way to plug a gap.
That was the philosophy I was telling you about earlier,
yes.
Mary Jo. That was I was told to bear.
Dan did not want to play that way, but
right, yeah,
bear sometimes crawl you
your
need
other
to
guy and take him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there. I was watching my son's little 10-year-old and under scrimmage the other night, and these guys were twice their size. Same thing. I leaned over and I said, "Man, probably should just have our D line and bear crawlers.
Right.
They got no shot at getting anything done. They were just twice our size and crushing it."
We're talking with Mike Harmon, former defensive lineman at Marshall, former coach at Tate's Creek.
O-lineman.
Sorry. At Marshall, former head coach at Tate's Creek, Lafayette.
Just to clarify, that's correct, right? You played offensive line, right? At Marshall.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was an O-lineman. They recruited me as a D-lineman and tricked me.
That happens.
I showed up the day one, and they looked at me and went, "O-line's over there."
Dang it.
That happened to me going into my junior year. Reefer, what are you doing in the backs group? Get over there with the linemen. That's when I went from fullback to offensive tackle.
There you go.
And co-host of the UK pregame show here on Sports Radio, ESPN Sports Radio 1300. What do you see happening today? And I know you and Neil are going to break this down some more some coming up at 2 o'clock. But what do you see happening today in the Swamp?
You know, it's a really tough place to play, as everybody knows. You know, I spent a year with EKU after I left Tate's Creek, and I got to go down there and actually experience it from a coaching perspective. And just being on the field and talking last week with Antonio Ferro, former quarterback at UK as well, you know, it's literally, they're right on top of you. It's hostile. Beautiful place, but it's just it's a tough-ass atmosphere. And now we've got a team with super high expectations that took one on the chin last week that may, hopefully they're not, but may begin to doubt themselves because their confidence was pretty high going into the Southern Miss game.
Yeah.
I know and talked to. You know, so there's a lot of variables at play, which it's going to show us a lot of how the staff's handled that and how they've built them up and what they've worked on, you know. At the end of the day, they came out, they obviously had a good game plan last week coming in, but there were very few, if any, adjustments at halftime to that plan. So in a similar situation, if they can come out with a great game plan, if they've done a good job getting the kids' morale up, getting their confidence back up, and they can come out and get a couple quick positive things to happen, I think good things could happen. If we come out and start with the first 5 minutes of last week, you know, the block punt and the not real effective first couple plays. And, you know, the first few minutes last week, it seemed like, oh, no, here we go again. Then we hit the accelerator and obviously did some great things offensively and defensively and jumped ahead. If they can kind of put that little clip, you know, I was talking with them last week too and said, if I was coaching this team with their confidence and with all the beatings they've taken in the media, et cetera, I may have just watched that span of tape where we were dominant,
yeah,
and kind of built on, look how good we can be, it's there, you know, and just keep selling that clip. I don't know that I'd have watched the first couple minutes or the second half at all, because I think they know what happened. Everybody who has anything to do with UK football knows exactly what happened, and it was bad. But if you take that clip and that moment of this is how dominant we can be, this is how good we can be. So if they build on all those things and something good happens, I think we've got a shot, and I think UK can win the game.
Real quick, but, Coach, real sure. quick, I do want to ask you something about, because you brought it up, mentioned halftime adjustments or lack thereof. It dawned on me when I was watching the Florida State Ole Miss game and several other games over the past few years involving Florida State. Were they Louisville? I mean, had Louisville them up, you know, down 28-0 or 21-0, whatever it was. I don't know that there's a better coach in the country at making halftime adjustments than Jimbo Fisher right now. And over the last 2 or 3 years, you've seen it happen time and time again, even to the point where the announcers calling that game where Kirk Herbstreit said, Florida State's not out of it because of the halftime adjustments that Jimbo Fisher always makes.
Correct.
Well, where was Mark Stoops before he was here? He was coaching under Jimbo Fisher. And I think one of the biggest criticisms that fans have of Stoops is, especially over the last 8 to 10 months, is where are the halftime adjustments? And I guess I'm trying to envision why, when they work together and he saw that system, why that's not kind of put into place here. And I know each coach is their own man and has their own philosophies, but I just found that interesting, that I feel like Jimbo makes amazing adjustments at halftime.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. Excuse me. I agree with you. Jimbo's great and does a lot of great things, you know, but at the end of the day, I think you answered your own question too. And everybody's their own man. Everybody has their own philosophies. Everybody has their own thoughts. You know, what I see is, you know, this UK staff, and there's some very talented coaches on that staff. But what I saw last week was, I'm afraid, went in the locker room, patted each other on the back, said, we're doing great things, let's keep rolling, don't really touch anything. Which, you know, that can't happen in any game, because the opponent's going to make halftime adjustments. And even if you're, what you're doing is working, hopefully you've got something that you're going to show in the second half, a little tweak here or there. You've planned ahead for that. You're going to do it anyway, just to keep them on their heels a little bit and anticipate the halftime adjustments of the other staff. You said Jimbo's great at it. Hey, he is. But I've had guys on my staff that I think I did a decent job, but I don't think I would want them running the offense or defense, you know, and he's going to do what he's going to do. He's been raised in football family. He's been raised around football. He's been in football his whole life. But you look schematically, let's talk, if we're talking about the two-gap stuff, I'm going to, and I don't mean to offend any UK fans, but I'm going to guess there's some guys, some dudes on Florida State's roster that can two-gap a lot more successfully than some of the guys we got on ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so if, but for years watching Florida State defensively, I didn't see much of that. I see a very aggressive defensive front historically down there.
Yeah.
You know, and just didn't see that this week. And then when we got the false sense of it was working, because what they were throwing the ball and we're really not running it down our throat, so we didn't really look for adjustments. Like, you know, in that respect, we felt good about it without analyzing, okay, what are they probably going to come back with? They're not being successful throwing the ball. They're probably going to start running the rock, and we better have an answer for that. Just didn't see that happen.
Yeah. Well, it leads me to one more thing for you before we go. You mentioned playing the two-gap and what Florida State does and what he did there. You know, personnel-wise, do you think the reason Kentucky has gone and Stoops has gone to this is because it's easier to find guys that look like Josh Allen, Denzel Ware, and Kobe Walker than it is to find guys that look like Matt Elam and Courtney Miggins?
Well, you know, again, the giant mountain of a man type player, in theory, is your two-gap guy. You know, they may not be the fastest up front, but that's what you've got. So we're going to use him and stuff a guy and you know, because he's not going to do a lot. You know, I saw last week he was the looper on a bunch of twists. Well, and again, I don't like negatively calling out any player. He's doing what he's told to do, but right. I'm pretty sure he's not speed-wise. If they're, no matter what, whether it's 3, 5, 7, 10-step drop by the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
his forte is not going to be looping, going away from the line of scrimmage, coming back, and getting to the quarterback in that situation.
Yeah,
in my opinion, but. You know, so finding guys, if you got to go smaller in recruiting, I mean, look at some of the best D-linemen in the NFL. I mean, those hybrid guys, those little bit smaller guys that can run. Well, again, you know, we had a guy that 215 or whatever that had 19 tackles last week.
I mean, right, yeah.
If you got to go a little bit smaller up front, that's fine. I mean, you can get away with that, you know, but you've got to penetrate. You've got to twist. You've got to get upfield. You got to reestablish the line of scrimmage. And those kind of things and pressure the offense. And right now, it looks like more his philosophy is more of a old school bend but don't break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard Jimmy Brumbaugh said they'd like to have 6 or 7 guys on the D line that they could rotate in there, and they don't right now. Obviously, they're trying to get there. And then I hear Florida's defensive coordinator; they do run a 4-man front, and he says we'd like to run 10 guys, but right now we feel great about 9 guys who can actually go in there and make a difference. I mean,
how does it make you feel if you're that tenth guy?
And on that note, thank you so much, Coach Harmon. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock with you and Neil.
I'll be on post game.
On post game. Okay, so post game. Yeah, so don't tune in for the pregame show.
No, nobody listens to the pregame.
I'm joking.
Just call in afterwards.
Yeah, as soon as the game is over.
As soon as the game's over.
Moment the game is over, you can call and get the insight of this guy right here, Mike Harmon. Wait, one more thing before you go. What are you eating during the game? Like, what's on the snack menu today?
Man, I haven't even thought about it.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'd sit around the house and do some things and work on some things. Whatever hits me.
Okay.
I'm a big wing guy.
Yeah.
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 It's tough to not be a wing guy.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it'll go down that avenue somewhere.
All right. Well, thanks again, Coach Harmon. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Y'all take care.
All right. You too. You'll hear him, on the post game, Mike Harmon, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We went kind of long with him, but that's because he's so good to talk
to. He's good.
And we'll be back with more right after this on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is summer moving too fast? Get the horsepower to catch it at MLS Power Sports of Georgetown during the Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Sale. Get a 2015 Wildcat Sport for as low as $156 a month or 0% financing and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports to ride in the summer sun. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders under 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model, purchase, and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Moses is in Georgetown is hosting a special event on September 13th. Gather your friends, family, coworkers, and even your neighbors and come out to Moses's for a special in-store Pampered Chef party. Dozens of products will be showcased along with demonstrations. And yes, there will be food samples provided while they last. Start your holiday shopping now with these must-have products and walk away with quick meal ideas from Pampered Chef. Don't forget September 13th at 5:30. Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown. Georgetown. See you there.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and stuff.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Best parade in a movie ever was...
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off in 1986, which was the last time Kentucky beat Florida. But in that stretch of three decades, there have been some near misses.
Can you believe that this movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, is 29 years old?
No.
30 years old?
No.
I mean, I just
you
can't
can,
believe
though,
that.
If you see Matthew Broderick now.
Right.
Then you're like, okay. Yeah, that movie might have happened 50 years ago.
God, that's a great movie. I can watch that movie anytime.
Sloane Peterson.
Man. Yeah. Cameron.
Yeah.
Top Gun, I probably haven't seen since 1986.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that I've watched it much since then. But, I mean, there's that great scene. You never close your eyes.
Oh, one of the best scenes.
That's a good one.
Pretty in Pink was also... It was the big... Brat Pack time, you know, with
Brat Pack, yes.
Molly Ringwald, Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy.
What was the Breakfast Club? Was Breakfast that 1985?
I don't know that it was 85. That was 85. Yeah.
So right there. I mean, but Breakfast Club, Pretty in like, Pink. Yeah.
All going on. 16 candles. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of.
You've seen these movies, Josh. Yeah.
Breakfast Club's my favorite.
Breakfast Club's his favorite. Yeah. There are so many things we'll talk about, and it'll just fly right over his head because, you know, he's not our age, didn't live it. But then, you didn't live these.
But then you know how sometimes he, like, you tell him one thing, and then he repeats it back to you, and it's like, why would I have ever said that? Like, I told him I went to the Gym Blossoms last night before you got here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, come on, look it up in the system. And he goes, Gin Flossoms? And I was like, no. Why would I have ever said that?
Some guy named Ben called? Ben Martin?
Glenn.
Glenn, that's what it was, Glenn. Oh, my gosh. All right, Josh. We'll give you your break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about what you mentioned, Mary Jo. The near misses. The absolute reaching into your chest, grabbing your heart, twisting it, pulling it out, throwing it on the ground, and stomping on it. Because that has happened multiple times over the last 29 years.
Yeah.
In this series against Florida. We'll talk about it next. 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dana and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Listen for the Big Blue Report with Dan Reifer on this LM Communications radio station. Brought to you by Republic Bank, where it's just easier here.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh yeah, let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Moses is in Georgetown is hosting a special event on September 13th. Gather your friends, family, coworkers, and even your neighbors, and come out to Moses's for a special in-store pampered chef party. Dozens of products will be showcased along with demonstrations. And yes, there will be food samples provided while they last. Start your holiday shopping now with these must-have products and walk away with quick meal ideas from Pampered Chef. Don't forget September 13th at 5:30. Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown. See you there.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Okay, so 1986, Tom Cruise. You think about him in Top Gun. I just saw a trailer preview.
Yeah, for another Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah, so he's an action hero.
Which should be called Jack Reaching.
Yeah, that's Tom Reaching.
Tom Reaching. Oh Lord, no more Mission Impossibles, please.
Oh, Mary Jo, I remember so many of these losses to Florida so well. And last year, I bought tickets to the Florida game so that my wife and I could go and sit in the stands for Florida. I bought them in the summer, like way back when they first went on sale, and just said, we're getting tickets. Forget it. This is the year, and I'm not going to miss it, the year that Kentucky beats Florida. And sure enough, going into the South Carolina game, Brett McMurphy, member of ESPN,
yes,
he brought up the streak that nobody had ever heard of. No Kentucky people covering Kentucky had heard of the streak or were aware of it. That Kentucky had won 17 consecutive years in its second game. 17 consecutive years it had won its second game. And so it was going on the road to play South Carolina, coached by Steve Spurrier. And I remember talking about it on this very show, that thing, that the streak was alive. But then afterward, I don't think we really talked about the streak because there was so much about beating South Carolina. And then that's when... it's a party, it's a party, it's a party, oh. That's when that hit. And so they're blaring that against Florida. You can feel it. The electricity, the energy is in the air. It was one of the most beautiful sunsets I've ever seen at Commonwealth Stadium. The sky was just red, orange, just beautiful, a perfect night. It was there. It was there to happen. And I thought it was going to happen. And there was a touchdown to a receiver in his hands in the end zone that was dropped, and Kentucky lost by 5 points, 14-9.
Yeah.
So
the year before that in the swamp, of course, the time clock issue.
Triple overtime. But in the first overtime, you remember, of course, Boone Williams.
Yeah.
Wow. That was Boone's first real, like, this guy's a player.
Yeah.
This guy's big time.
Reversed
field and beat everyone to the edge. Beat everyone to the edge. And scored the touchdown to put UK up in the first overtime.
Yeah.
So then Florida's answer is fourth down. Fourth down at maybe the 15 or 18, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, because you get the ball to 25, so you got to get to the 15 for a first down.
Yes.
So I think it was, all right, it doesn't matter.
It was fourth down.
It was fourth down, and the play clock went to zero. You can pause the television on your DVR, and the play clock is at zero, and the ball is yet to be snapped. Touchdown extends overtime, and two overtimes later, Kentucky's a loser, 36-30.
And there's the Jared Lorenzen.
That one. We'll get to that one. Let's go chronologically backwards.
Okay, because that one was first real heartbreaker with it.
We go 2015, 2014. Let's go back 2007. The best year in Kentucky football.
Game day.
Yeah.
Right?
We've seen.
Game day was here.
I had just moved back that year from Georgia, working in Georgia, and I got out of television for like a year. And was not covering any sport, anything. And my wife and I, we bought season tickets to go to UK games. Went to the LSU game the week before. Phenomenal.
Time of your life. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So the very next week, Kentucky, after beating LSU, is 6-1. Jump up to number 8 in the country because LSU was ranked number 1. Florida and Tim Tebow are coming to town, and so is College Game Day. The place is wild.
Yeah.
I can remember standing on a parking garage just to look out over the crowd in front of WT Young Library. It was tremendous. So again, the energy is there, and the Cats have all the weapons. Andre Woodson threw for 414 yards and 5 touchdowns. But it was always a two-score game. Florida was always up by 2 scores. I mean, Kentucky would come back, cut it to 1, and Florida would put it out to 2 scores again. So 45-37. So it didn't come down to the wire, break your heart. It was just Kentucky
couldn't
get there. Just close.
Was everything surrounding it, too.
Mm-hmm. College game day was great. Now here's your heartbreaker. 2003.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2003 is before you could watch everything online. Whatever you want to watch. Watch ESPN, ESPN3, all that stuff. And so it really came down to cable, satellite, what you could get. And where I was living in Georgia at the time, whatever the game was on, ESPN2 or ESPNU or whatever I had at my house, I couldn't get it. So I am calling every sports bar in the Columbus, Georgia area trying to see if they get, I guess it was ESPNU or ESPN News or ESPN Classic or something like that. It was one of the Ocho.
Yeah, the Ocho.
I finally found a place where I could get it and get over there. But it's 21-3. To start the fourth quarter. I'm like, this is the year. This is it.
It's happening.
This is happening right now. Freshman Chris Leak, making his first career start, leads the comeback. But Kentucky is still up. 21-17. Late in the fourth quarter. Still has the lead. Oh, I can remember this. I see it right now. I am watching it.
And I know he sees it.
Of course he sees it. He probably wakes up in the middle of the night in cold sweat, 3 a.m., screaming curse words. Oh, he just makes that throw. It's returned. I'm like, oh, no!
Yeah. Why?
So Lorenzen throws the pick that set up the game-winning score, 24-21. Ugh. The very year before, Jared Lorenzen has Kentucky ready to beat Florida, but it was 19-0 at halftime, 2002. Derek Abney, a 100-yard kickoff return touchdown and a 49-yard punt return TD. And all of a sudden, Kentucky has a 41 has a lead in the third quarter, but loses it 41-34. Derek Abney.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
If you can get a guy like that, Kentucky hasn't, we've heard about the return game. They haven't had any type of threat back there for a while. 1993. Now, I was not there for this one. You know, I remember hearing about it, but, you know, I didn't see it. I've watched it. This was Chris Doering. Yeah, gosh. Danny Werfel and Terry Dean combined to throw 7 interceptions. I mean, you get 7 interceptions and you can't win the game? UK had a 20-17 lead with 8 seconds left. Chris Doering goes wide. He breaks free in the back of the end zone. Werfel finds him. Game over, 24-20. Those are some crushing, just heart-wrenching defeats. That is Kentucky football.
Mm-hmm.
What I've just said, you just
summed it up.
It is Kentucky football. That's what it means to be a Kentucky football fan. It is the price.
It's getting 7 interceptions and not winning the game.
Yes. It's the price.
It's dumping Gatorade on your coach and not winning the game. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it is.
There are just those moments are littered all through Kentucky football history.
All right, next we're going to talk about a guy Kentucky's going to have to do something with at the end of the season. Maybe there'll be 5 wins trying to get bowl eligible again and facing possibly the front runner for the Heisman Trophy, Lamar Jackson in Louisville. Talk about it next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this.
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
The team has specifically instructed its quarterback, Andy Dalton, not to attempt to make any tackles on turnovers this season. These quarterbacks, there aren't 32 really good ones walking the face of planet Earth. You should not be getting hurt making a tackle of all things. So I salute you, Cincinnati. Get your quarterback out of harm's way.
The NFL starts with Mike and Mike
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Hi, Peyton Manning here. Did someone say retired? No way. Man, I'm watching more games than ever with DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, and you can too. Week to week, line up with every live out-of-market game every Sunday. Run up to 8 games on one screen with the Game Mix channel, jump to the Red Zone channel, and never miss a play inside the 20 with NFL Sunday Ticket Max. Plus, for perfect coverage, watch live out-of-market games on your favorite device anywhere. Go get it. Call your local dealer and upgrade to DirecTV now.
Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157 to get the most sports in HD from DirecTV. That's Impact Satellite, 502-867-0157.
24-month agreement required. 2016 NFL Sunday Ticket Max included with qualifying packages. Out-of-market games only based on device location. 2017 season renews with NFL Sunday Ticket at full price. New approved customers only. Prorated ETF up to $480. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So what is this from?
This is from a movie with Sean Penn and what's that guy's name? The more cowbell guy.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Sean Penn and Christopher Walken.
Turn that back up a minute, though.
But Madonna sings the song for that, for the movie.
Yeah.
It was not a popular movie.
Or song,
so,
really.
Josh just found something that happened in 1986. And when
it was charting.
You know, the 80s, though. The 90s, yes. The 80s,
For what? For movies?
No, for like just the culture, the look, the all that, music. I'm just not. Like the hairband stuff, I'm a fan of that music, but it's so cheesy. The new wave stuff, I mean, I can listen to that music, but it's still horrible.
Damn,
it's
just.
I enjoyed the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, the 90s when Alice in Chains, and Pearl Jam, and Nirvana. And
I don't know.
It's just the age you were at the time.
Yeah.
It's really what it's about. Let's get to John. He's on the line. John, good morning.
Hey, Dan and MJ. How you doing?
Good.
Yes.
Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm hoping Coach Stoops and the rest can hear your show right now because I've got some advice that should lead to a win.
Well,
today down in the swamp.
Perfect.
Yes, this is what the fan base needs, John.
Well, I'm there for you and the fan base. They get out to an early lead. UK does. and continue to grow the lead through the game until time runs out.
That is the best game plan I've heard yet.
Well, I mean, and I think, you know, do it for the whole game and not just the first half.
Right.
That's just me. I'm not a football coach, but played a lot of Strat-O-Matic football growing up, so.
So unpredictable, that game.
Yeah. I actually think they have a decent chance to be respectable today, as long as they get a good nap in at halftime. Yeah. Or do you think the coaches pull the mats out? They, you know, the big mats we all had in kindergarten, and everyone
right.
gets to lie down and rest up a little bit.
Turn off the lights. Everybody quiet. No talking. Yes. Just chill for a minute. And maybe, you know, don't even talk to the team. Maybe the coaches should just meet amongst themselves and, you know, don't talk to the team at all. Just don't even talk to them. Don't mess with them, especially if it's going well.
What's going on at halftime in the Louisville game last season and then the opener last week. I'm not sure if they're, you know, talking about something other than football or they're just not being, I don't know. But they need to do the opposite of what they've done the last few halftimes.
It's like a witch doctor visits them at halftime and puts a curse on them.
Now, John, quick question for you. Are we watching the next Fran Tarkenton tomorrow when Sean Hill makes his start at quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
I think so. he's only 36, and I think they're going to install the option, a lot of scrambling. And then when he gets blitzkrieged with broken ribs in the first quarter, they'll bring in the disappointing first-round draft pick of the Rams, first choice of the Rams several years ago. MJ, I'm saying the Vikes gave up too much for Sam.
I think Sam Bradford is only slightly less hurt than Teddy Bridgewater is right now.
Right.
His knees are not much better.
No.
So, yeah. Yeah.
If he gets anything treated like Cam Newton did the other night, Sam Bradford will be dead. I mean, dead. On the field, lying there motionless, no breath.
Well, you know, I'm not a big Cam fan, but he did take a few late hits, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh. They want to clean up the game. And then all that does is feed into the perspective or the philosophy out there that the Tom Brady's and Peyton Manning's of the world are treated much differently than the Cam Newton's of the world. And that just feeds into it. I mean, it's hard to argue against it when the evidence is there. And you're trying to clean up the game, and there are guys lunging, targeting, spearing. It's just ridiculous.
Maybe Cam has done one too many Superman impressions on the field, and the refs figure, well, he actually is Superman, so we can't really call this because the other team doesn't appear to be wearing kryptonite. So it's a no call.
Well, it could be that the refs have seen enough of Cam Newton taking pictures with his teammates on the sidelines while a game's going on, showing up the opponent that you're whipping by 30 points and mouthing a lot and being disrespectful to other players. And they go, you know what? He's kind of a jerk. Take this. Ooh, take that. Nope, didn't see anything, Cam. Didn't see a thing. Could be that,
well,
too.
I wouldn't want to face the Broncos defense, that's for sure. Or the Vikings, MJ.
No.
Vikings could have a Cracker Jack D again this year, I think.
Yeah, no, I like the defense. I like the, obviously love the run game. But I don't know. It's a quarterback league, and our quarterback is named Sean Hill. So,
so have they named him the starter then?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been named the starter.
Better than Sean Salisbury.
Even though we gave up everything for Sam Bradford, we're still going to go with Sean Hill.
Yeah, it sort of reminded me of a certain Herschel Walker trade back in '88, frankly.
Wah, wah, wah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, well, hope springs eternal. It's only been 40 years, MJ, since made it to the Super Bowl.
I know. Not bad.
This could be the year. And I could win a Powerball tonight. In which case,
and Kentucky could beat Florida.
Yes, and that. Well, just turn that frown upside down, I say. You guys have a great day. I'm going to let you get back to your show, and go Cats.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. John would be great, I think, to do like a kid's show in the morning, like a Captain Kangaroo or something like that. I mean, just his wit and humor would go right over the kids' heads. But he would still make it fun enough that they would think, you know, that they're having a good time, you know? I don't know. It just strikes me that way.
He also strikes me as maybe like they could make a movie, like a satire of a children's talk show host.
Yes.
Where under the desk he has like a bottle of bourbon. I'm really not saying anything mean about John.
No,
I'm just saying that's his the sense of humor.
Right.
That
talking
he,
about, yeah, the
yeah,
sense of humor that he has. And there's just not too many people that have the way he's got it. So
the wit, yeah.
Love John McGarry. Love that guy. Good guy. We were going to talk about Lamar Jackson, and we just didn't get to it, so we will next.
Yes.
Because we got a few things to say about what he did. My gosh.
Yeah.
On the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. Aramark.
Aramark, a world leader in providing professional services, is now accepting applications for accounts receivable specialists, customer service representatives, and cash application specialists at their shared services center located in Lexington, Kentucky. Aramark offers excellent benefits, paid time off, and more.
Visit aramark.com/careers to learn more. Aramark. We enrich and nourish lives every day. A background check is required for these positions. Aramark is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you feeling sad because your credit's bad?
Let the Courtesy Credit Builders get you approved with only $73 down and no payments for the first 3 months. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, you get a $500 Walmart shopping spree.
And you'll drive with confidence at Courtesy. Our trucks, cars, and SUVs have been certified, or we won't sell them. Why buy old and busted when you can drive new and trusted?
Just go to CourtesyOnWheels.com or come see us at Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall. And that's what we like to call...
sweet!
Summertime in the bluegrass means just one thing, Dan.
It's time to go nuts.
Solo.
It's time for Courtesy's sweet summer deals and steals. That's right, keep the cash in your pocket.
Uncle Joe's been buying them.
Solo.
And we're passing the savings on to you.
Bring us any price, any offer, any payment, and we'll beat it, guaranteed.
Courtesy is so confident that we have the lowest prices on pre-owned vehicles this summer. We'll pay you $500 if we can't beat any other dealer's price, payment, or offer.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for offer details. Or come visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
And that's what we like to call...
sweet.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all, just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
NXS was hot back then, right?
I loved NXS.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson last night. Louisville, as you know, plays half of their season on like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Rarely do they play on a Saturday with the rest of the... So everybody gets to see Louisville play because nobody else is really playing on the night that they play. Which is smart. It works. And it worked
Not too bad.
Thursday last week and Friday last night. Lamar Jackson, 20 of 39 passes for 411 yards and a touchdown. Rushed for 199 yards and four TDs.
He would have been the first player in NCAA history to have thrown for 400 and rushed for 200.
One more yard.
1 yard shy. And I think in his last play of the game, he was tackled for a loss of a yard. I think he, at one point he had 200 and then tackled for a loss, and then they took him out of the game.
62-28 win over Syracuse. 610 yards of total offense against Syracuse, ACC record.
ACC record.
ACC record.
Not Louisville, ACC record.
Second player in FBS history to throw for 400, rush for 150 in a game. Northern Illinois' Jordan Lynch did it in 2012. Remember that guy? He was fun to watch. Fun to watch. Already, Lamar Jackson has set a school record for career rushing touchdowns, 15 of them, in 14 games that he's played.
Now, mind you, he has not been the starting quarterback in 14 games.
No, no. Uh-uh.
And has still done that.
Set a school record with 845 total yards, did Louisville last night. Louisville set a school record, 845 yards in the game.
Hmm.
So through two games, here's Lamar Jackson. Two games. He has rushed and thrown for 1,015 yards and 13 touchdowns. I mean, it's laughable.
It is. Now, I mean, Syracuse.
No.
And Charlotte terrible. Forget. Right. But this week, or next week, I guess, since they played last night, they play Florida State.
At Papa John's.
So we will know.
Yeah.
But I have a sneaking suspicion. I don't think they're going to beat Florida State, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Lamar will still look really, really, really good. I just think he is a special talent.
He is.
And if he didn't play at Louisville, because there are only three games really that nationally anyone will care about, and that's this one against Florida State, the one against Clemson, the one against Houston at the end of the year. I don't know. If Louisville beats Florida State, then to me, that will be because of Lamar Jackson.
Well, for sure, yeah.
And then he will have to be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy.
Well, he's the early front runner already, just for what he did on Friday. And, I mean, he's got the showcase. If this happens on a Saturday full of good games,
like, it might get lost, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, it would go down the list. But instead, it's the cover of ESPN.com with Heisman in the headline last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. And it was one of the top stories on SportsCenter. If it is behind, I mean, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, if that's a good game at Bristol Motor Speedway, that'll be the lead. But, I mean, he leaped a guy. This was my favorite part of the whole thing. Is he leaps over that guy to go into the end zone for a touchdown. And Syracuse's quarterback tries it later and gets plowed. What are you thinking, dude? Did you not? There's a movie. It's called White Men Can't Jump. You didn't see it? That was funny. Yeah, Louisville, Florida State, noon next Saturday is going to be amazing. Today's schedule of games, we'll get to that in a minute. Not so great, but there are a few.
And there's some interesting ones. Yeah. For example, the Jacksonville State at LSU.
Yeah.
How does LSU bounce back? And does Reggie Ment blow up Brandon Harris?
Yeah.
But Jacksonville State has a lot of D1 transfers, including a guy that played at LSU, receiver.
Yeah. Josh Clemens, the former UK running back.
Yeah.
And
LSU might be in a, you know.
Yeah.
They need to prove something today.
We'll get to those games in a minute. First, we'll get to our buddy, Matthew Lawrence, on the line. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello.
Hello.
I figured you'd be on a golf course, or have you already played 18 holes today?
No, that's tomorrow. Okay. I am actually on my way to Man of War Golf to get my clubs re-gripped. That's what I'm doing.
We knew it was something.
Yes. I mean, the weather's too nice.
Yeah, and we don't have, you know, another 6 weeks maybe, or however long it's going to be, so you got to do it while you can.
Yes.
But I'm just calling, and of course I always listen to you guys on Saturday and Sunday. I'm riding around. I'm just calling to say this. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Kentucky 34, Florida 21.
Oh. Oh.
I think you're insane.
Matthew.
34, 21, Wildcats.
I don't know you ate breakfast at this morning, but they put LSD in your eggs. You should probably call and let everybody else know.
Is this the same guy?
To go with all the Bloody Marys I've had already today. I just have a feeling. I don't know why.
I was going to say, why?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, they could get run out of there pretty easily. But I just have a feeling they're going to play really well and really hard, and they're going to be close in the fourth quarter, and there'll be some game pressure on Florida that we're not going to have because we're not supposed to win. I don't know. I'm hoping with all my heart. That's all, because 30 years is too long. It's just too long. It's ridiculous. It's half of my lifetime, okay?
Mm.
Yeah. No, we're going to have you back on tomorrow. Because you're either going to be the only guy who called it, or we're going to have to make fun of you.
1986, Matthew. What were you doing? Where were you working? Where were you living?
Okay, I was living in L.A. I was just about to get my first starring role on a series, and I was working, and it was fun, and so consequently, I don't have any memories of 1986. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
I was in Los Angeles, but I'll tell you, I mean, you're playing In Excess and all this kind of stuff, and it's just fantastic because that's my stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my stuff.
Yeah.
You kids, you guys probably weren't even born then. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, Josh wasn't, but Dan and I were around. We were kicking it.
I was coming into my own as a sports fan. I just, the bug had hit me a few years earlier, and the obsession was really taking hold about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I was in 86.
And you just turned down a role to play Goose in the movie Top Gun.
How do you know that? I actually, is that on my Wikipedia page? I got a call from my agent, and I said, what are you kidding me? That movie's going to suck. I'm not doing that. Yeah. Yep. Oh,
did you fire him?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I did. But you guys are great, and I'm just running errands until 3:30 where I can sit and hopefully. And then tonight I will be over at Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Christ the King, which is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I was there last night. It was amazing. Had a great time.
I will be calling bingo from 8 to 9:30.
Right on. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence.
And tomorrow is going to be a great show. A few weeks ago, I had a guy from Northern Ireland named Michael Gallagher,
mm-hmm.
who has a thing called the Irish Junior Open Series. It's the biggest junior golf series in Europe.
Mm.
And I talked to him a few weeks ago, and he's back on tomorrow from Northern Ireland talking about the summer and everything that happened with these kids. It's pretty amazing. And then Dottie Pepper from CBS Golf.
Yeah.
Will be on the show with me. And of course, Perry French. And of course, it's going to be kind of a weird day tomorrow, 15th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm pretty sure you guys know I was three blocks away when it happened.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a kind of a weird day. It is every 9/11 for all of us, not just because I was there, but
It's different.
Obviously.
It's different when you're there for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But
Matthew, it'll also be my daughter's first birthday. She's a 9/11 baby.
Has it been a year? Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, happy birthday to her.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. See you.
We got to get to break. When we come back, we'll talk about this college football Saturday on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. 5 flat screens and now 8 new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUT. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month, and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doctor.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
Fleet Doc's got the cure that your car needs. Fleet Doc Drive!
What is it about Tony's steaks and seafood makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I do not care what you say about the Van Halen with Sammy Hagar versus the Van Halen with David Lee Roth. I do love the David Lee Roth Van Halen version better, but this album, 5150, released in 1986, is awesome.
There's some good songs.
Yes. This is one of them. Love Comes Walking In. Just keep it rolling, man. Just keep it going, brother. There you go. Get the head bobbing. I know it's not Rascal Flatts, but come on. So Sammy Hagar was at Christ the King last night?
I saw like some stuff on Facebook that he was there, but now I'm looking to see if anyone tweeted about it, and I don't.
Sammy, bro, if you're in town.
I don't see that.
Bring a fifth of tequila and come on over to the station.
Bring that Cabo Wabo. So I feel like I might have misled you on that.
Could have been a rumor. Could have been just a rumor. Yeah, we're definitely
or
not
some official. Guy, some guy that just looked like him.
Someone who looked like Sammy Hagar. Otherwise, I just don't know.
I don't know why he would have.
What in the world he would be doing. You know, he lives in Cabo San Lucas and has a bar down there. And
doesn't that just seem like the life?
Yeah, why would he show up at Christ the King for Oktoberfest when.
When his whole life is like.
Yeah, a beach bum. Just playing guitar, singing songs, drinking a tequila that.
I mean, that's
he invented.
Living the dream right there. That is living the dream.
After, by the way, a career as a rock star.
Yeah.
Did that first. Gets to some things that want to run down here. Mac Jones, you know, the quarterback who committed to Kentucky originally and then flipped to Alabama. And remember, Darren Henshaw sent that cryptic tweet following Jones announcing that he was going to Alabama. Well, Kentucky's down in Florida, you know, last night. They made the trip yesterday to play the game. Darren Henshaw went to watch Mac Jones play. So the thought is that it's not a done deal yet, completely. Enoch Smith Jr. is a defensive tackle transferring out of Michigan State. He tweeted that he's received an offer from UK. He came out of high school as a four-star, 20th-ranked defensive tackle in the 2014 class.
Come on, then. We need you.
Lord knows, Kentucky needs defensive tackles.
Bud Dupree out for the season with a core muscle injury that required surgery.
I mean, that sounds so painful. I don't even know.
Hate to hear. I mean, for a young guy, career just getting going. He tweeted, though, that the surgery was a success. Blair Green, top 20 girls basketball player in the 2018 class, being recruited by Tennessee, UConn, Louisville. She commits to Kentucky and Matthew Mitchell. Harlan County girl, plays at Harlan County High School. She is, I don't know if you saw the pictures that she tweeted out.
Her and Macy Morris are obviously close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just one of those tall, just athletic girls, you know. And but the one picture I liked was Matthew Mitchell and her standing next to his jet that he flew into Harlan County to visit her.
Drive there every now and then. It is so much easier to get in by jet.
It is. I mean,
so much easier.
For sure. Papa John's out at Rupp Arena. Hunt Brothers Inn. Hunt Brothers is a gas station pizza. I didn't even know that they were at the level of being a provider for an entire arena. I mean, it's Hunt Brothers is, you know, gas station pizza.
What's next? Chester's Fried Chicken?
This is a victory for all gas station pizza. I'm telling you. Have you ever had Hunt Brothers pizza?
No.
I have not.
I don't. Typically buy pizza at gas stations. That would be why.
Yeah, I don't buy any food at gas stations outside of like energy prepackaged protein bars or something.
Yeah, prepackaged food.
Yeah. I don't even buy the Vienna sausages.
Well, I hope not.
But they're always at gas stations. Josh is a big Vienna sausage fan. Those things. Have you ever seen the clip? Let me ask you this. There's a YouTube clip. Or Snoop Dogg does a show where he, you know, talks over stuff. Like, it used to be animals, and it used to be just a thing on Jimmy Kimmel. Now he's got, like, a show or something.
I don't know anything about it.
You haven't seen any of this?
No.
Snoop Dogg doing commentary on nature videos?
No.
Oh, man.
No, but it sounds awesome.
You are missing out. It is phenomenal. So then he's doing something where they're showing how a hot dog is made. So he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what the video he's watching is. And once he sees the final product, after seeing all that goes into making a hot dog, he is like, that is nasty. I am never eating a hot dog again, fam. I mean, he is so funny. And those are the hot dogs. You know, those aren't the Vienna sausages. The Vienna sausages are made with raccoon lips and possum toenails.
Oh,
yeah, and just ground down and then just lard thrown into a little can. I have eaten them. It's been a long time, but I have eaten
them. And they're good for 30 years on the shelf. Like, I don't think any Vienna sausage has been made in the last 5 years. I think all of the stuff that's actually on shelves was made in 1986.
What were we even talking about? What got us? Oh, the Hunt Brothers pizza. Sorry, Hunt Brothers. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no. You're not in the same category. No.
You're not. But Papa John's obviously is a national chain that, you know, is like a Domino's.
And does a lot of stuff with Kentucky.
Yeah. But they just chose they didn't want to re-up with Lexington Center Corp. Now, this is a distinction you should definitely be aware of. Commonwealth Stadium and Rupp Arena don't operate by the same rules whatsoever. UK controls Commonwealth Stadium. Yes. Lexington Center Corporation, Corporation, whatever, controls Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
So they do their separate deals. I'm sure UK has some influence, but has no overriding power there. But UK has the control, what it wants to do there at Commonwealth Stadium, and Papa John's is still in at Commonwealth Stadium. That they are the pizza provider there.
Yeah.
To me, I cannot stand these deals. I hate them. Variety, competition. I mean, that's what America is all about. No one should have an exclusive deal to be the provider for anyone, whether it's a beverage like the Coke or Pepsi. It can't be both. That no one is ever allowed to have both.
No.
It always has to be this exclusive deal. Why couldn't you have three different pizza places if you wanted to? You know? On this wing, it's Papa John's. On this wing, it's Hunt Brothers. On this wing,
and if you can't make it, it's because your pizza's not good enough.
Right. If your sales are bad, it's because your pizza is bad, is no good. But Hunt Brothers is a local business. It is a local business here. Out of Paris. They recently gave Paris High School.
That's right.
Remember this?
Yes.
Remember our buddy?
Joe from Paris. Yes.
Like, told us that they give him $100,000.
Yeah, to build an athletic complex,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, then good for them. I'm glad.
Yeah, so as far as the people go, you would rather have those people profiting off of Rupp Arena's patrons than you would John Schnatner, whatever his name is. Big Papa. How about Chuck Hayes being hired by the Denver Nuggets front office, where fellow former Wildcat Brett Barrett is?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
That was cool.
And then Allen Iverson, I don't know if you saw his Hall of Fame induction speech last
night. Not the
night.
Whole thing, but I saw
clips of it.
Enough of it to know that I need to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq and Yao Ming also inducted into the Hall of Fame. They were okay. Allen Iverson was touched. His story is so much more difficult than theirs, and he really went into how everybody wanted him to play football or basketball in the country. Could have gone anywhere he wanted to, and then he got in trouble in high school and had that whole thing. Nobody wanted him. His mother went to John Thompson and begged her to give her son a chance. He did. And so, I mean, Allen Iverson says right there, thank you, John Thompson, for saving my life.
You saved my life.
Yeah. He's crying. I mean, he's shaking. He is tore up over it.
The other funny thing is, it's Allen Iverson. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He told a story about the first time he played against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And it was so great to hear him say the way he looked at him and was like, couldn't breathe. And then he goes, hey, he's wearing Jordans. It was great to see the way he told it was awesome.
Right. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Allen Iverson, I mean, love him or hate him, I got to see him in person one time. Unbelievable. Every bit of worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Just insane. What he did, that's why he's who he is.
Yep.
All right, 2:00 pregame show right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, and then afterward the postgame show immediately. You can get your phone calls in, and
then tomorrow morning call us at 9.
Yeah, right here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.